My name is Jacques Vicavas Jones. I was born December 17th, 1959. I'm 63 today. I am a bass player, and I've been playing bass since the age of 13, which means today I've been playing bass for approximately 50 years. I am a native of Newport News, Virginia. I graduated from Midgeville High School in 1978. I play in two bands. One band is a jazz group. It's a jazz trio, and that is Osmosis. And I also play in a group of funk. They play New Orleans-type funk. The name of that group is the Jason Cale Band. I was awarded a plaque, a certificate by the City of Newport News, and I guess maybe like 2007, for being a local musician who played with world-renowned doo-wop group, Rudy West and the Five Keys. They're from Newport News. They've had a few hits. It was a proclamation, 2013, an award for being musicians that have continued to play over the years and playing music for decades.
Thank you so very much for taking the time out of a very special day to talk to me. If you don't mind giving me a little background about how these jam sessions started.
Sure. I started having jam sessions in like the late 70s. And it would always be at my home, and it would be the night after Christmas. And it was just an opportunity for all of the guitar players, drummers, whoever played, to get together and just play outside of being in a conformed situation where you got to play certain songs a certain way. We were able to make songs stretch out, play tunes that we didn't get to play that we liked to play, and pretty much let our hair down, just musicians. It kind of started small, and actually that video that you saw, that was the last one in my house. I had had them for many years, but it got to be so many people that we had to find a different location to have it. And we started having them at local nightclubs. that would fit the amount of people that started coming. Everybody started hearing about it, and they wanted to come and hear the people play. It just got to be a little overbearing for a little house. And my house wasn't little, but it was so many people that we started having it at nightclubs after 1996. I mean, after 1995, from 96 on until we stopped. So that's how that happened. Just a small community when it comes to the musicians who played. Everybody knew everybody, and they would tell somebody, and after not long after being told, you know, everybody knew where to come to. And I didn't mind people coming that weren't musicians, but they started, taking up so much space, it wasn't space for the musicians who showed up. And that's why I got to the point where I had to find another location. But all the musicians would come over, and they would last till like 2 or 3 in the morning. You know, everybody would come over starting at 8. You know, we wait for a drummer. Once the drummer got there, then wait for a piano player. And slowly, we would have the instrumentation required to have a jam session. And it really didn't matter who was there. I mean, once we started playing, if it was just drums and a guitar, you know, we'd play. By the end of the night, you just never knew who was going to be there. Whoever was in town for the holidays, you know, they knew to come around. They knew it was going to be a jam session. They would come over. All the musicians from out of town. I have a friend named James Genus. He plays on Saturday Night Live. He's the bass player on Saturday Night Live. He used to come over because he would be in town for that weekend, Christmas, because he's from Hampton, Virginia. Lots of different people, lots of celebrities. Well, maybe not lots of celebrities, but people that weren't celebrities, but they were musicians. They played for celebrities. I had a friend named David Williams, who has since passed on. But he played for Michael Jackson. He attended the jam sessions when he came home. There were some guys that played with the Count Basie Band, Wynton Marsalis, that came through town. They were horn players. It was a family, the Gardner family. They were all horn players. Saxophone, trombone, trumpet. When they came to town, they would come over. Everybody shared their talent. And it was always a fun time.
The jam session that I have is for December the 26th, 1995. Can you remember who were part of that session?
Sure. Some of the Gardner family were there. The horn players, And I can't tell you the first names of who played with who played with Wynton Marsalis, and who played with Count Basie, but they were there. Victor Wooten was there. Along with Victor, his brother Reggie, who plays guitar, Reggie was there. And his brother who plays saxophone, Rudy. Rudy was there that year. And Greg Rich, we call him Termite, he was there. He plays with, today, you know, he plays with Norman Connors. Whenever Norman Connors calls him, he goes and he plays with him. Donnell Smith was there. He's a great bass playing friend. Carlton Savage, he plays with a lot of people. When people come to town, he gets a call to play guitar. He's played with Denise Williams. I can't think of all the people he's played with. When they come to town and they need a guitar player, he's the one they call. Drummer Robert Junie McDonald, he's a first call drummer in this area. Larry Jarvis, who's a good friend, he's played with. They've all played with countless celebrities, but they live right here. The musicians do. They live here, but they are well known for their skills and abilities on their instruments. For sure, the one that stands out is Victor. Victor and his brothers, the Wooten brothers, coming here and playing, and they're dear friends, and it was a great time. And if you heard the music or saw the video, and you see everybody was having a ball on the night after Christmas.
And the club that y'all used to play at, oh my gosh,
mm-hmm.
I've been to that club.
Oh, the Doshika.
The Doshika.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That was the place to be.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was.
That was the place to be.
Yeah. Like I said, it just got to be too many people in my house. Started searching around, shopping for a club that would allow us to do that. They welcomed us in, and we did it for many, many years at the Doshika. And before that, we did it at another place, but then that got too small. Then that's when we went to the Doshika, and that did it as far as us. And then, you know, we had to turn people away from there, too, and that seated a few hundred people.
Ever think about starting something like that again?
You know, I had thought about it, and people had asked me about it. And since COVID happened, in my mind, you know, I'm like thinking, you know, I would hate to have something, a big, big event the day after or 2 days after people come down with COVID and say they got it from the Jock Jones jam session. I didn't want to ever hear that, so I said I'm just stopping. And stop while everything's going well, and all I can say is it was good while it lasted. Just due to the current situation with things and how things are, you know, I decided not to do it anymore. Had it not been for that, you know, I got a call from the Dosha Cop. They never did return my call. So I said if I didn't hear anything by Thanksgiving, I wouldn't be able to do it because that's when we always started the advertisement. We started the advertisement the day after Thanksgiving, and that would go until, you know, the day after Christmas, and everybody would know about it. For that reason, unfortunately, the COVID put the brakes on that.
I feel you.
Yeah.
This 1995 jam session came to be recorded. Do you have other recordings?
Yes, I do. I try to record, I try to document everything. That was just something, once I found out, I mean, that I could record stuff, I could afford a VCR camcorder, I brought one. For just that reason, to document things and be able to look at them years later, you know, and see who was there. And, you know, it was just fun looking at stuff, you know, home movies. That's why I recorded it. I have several years of videos from the different times that we had played at Christmas time.